Royal Act of Belford, Northumberland. Frederick Johnson, aged 38, a joiner and undertaker, and his sister, Sissy, aged about 42, both natives of Belford, recorded in their own home at Belford by Harold Orton and Stanley Ellis on the 18th of September, 1952.
And he says, this is Manor Dog at this place. I don't know where it was. He says, it raised a hail, and Matt was gone badly. And he says, it was gone that badly, he says, the calling off it all. And he says, when they got up it, he says, its lugs was bent down, he says, with ticks. He says, there was that many ticks on it. Well, that's a far. That's a far fetched.
What was this, beating them?
And
where? These chaps,
where had they been? They'd been to Council Ramsdale. Uh-huh. And he say, see me when he goes to these Ramsdale, he gets a drappish, you say. He got the hard stuff, didn't you? Is that pubs and things? And they came back and they met at the Wearing Ford pub that the White Swan is, eh? And of course they were happy. And they'll be talking just a wee bit. And the big thing is, I mind soon, sir. That was mined. And then he said, after I was minded something, nothing made something far better, but at the finish they never mined it out, they're just making it up. This. And well, he says, the ticks, he says, they live foul here on the ground. They can live foul here on the ground without touching blood. And then he says, they come up and for the blood, you know. And he says, they can go away and live over foul here on the ground, these ticks. And that's the kind of cat. Some of them, he said, if you could put your recorder into the pub, but he said, could he miss the swears out? Because back, he could put them in the mouth, let her walk. Oh, of course, sir, I'm a terrible thing to swear, you know. Of course, Belford's famous for swearing.
Uh-huh. I never heard any yet.
Oh, but...
Yeah, never heard any yet.
Well, the old bank manager that lived next door there, Mr. Brand, he used to like to hear the local dialect, he said, because he was a local man himself.
It was a Brand at Gooda.
That's the same lot.
The deaf one.
No, but this was a bank manager just died last year.
Uh-huh.
And he used to come into the pub and tell the tale himself. And he was an awful man to follow the hounds, he says. So he says, he was after the hounds, and he says, he was standing on the Belford crags. And they're viewing with their glasses, you know. And there were some little laddies, 7 and 8 year old, you see. And somebody says, can he say? And one of the lads says, I can't say for that fat bug in front of us, look. And this was Brand's.
Yeah,
and this was just quite unconscious, you know. And Brand thought that was Grand, probably the local man. He thought it was Grand, he's like, well, it was just. As good as God bless him, they tell it every day and every minute of the day and everything, you know.
It doesn't mean anything, you know, really.
Hello!
Oh, come in, please, come in. You had a good meeting.
Very good, yeah.
We just got your father talking away there.
You're not the prim and proper man.
Isn't it funny you have to do with Billy? You can quite understand.
Yeah, yours brought a tackle if he ever made you now, Billy. He hasn't got the twang,
you
see.
No, you cannot make a curtain just from a few miles away the same.
No,
it's
quite. He should keep fairly quiet, just keep prompting
you, that's all. You know, I can tell a fellow that comes from Chatham, that's 5 miles, and I can tell a fellow that comes from St. Houses without seeing him. It's absolutely distinct from Belford.
Yes?
What's the difference?
In Lowick's absolutely different now.
Well, I don't know, I just, definitely.
You say,
it's not good
enough,
hook. Oh, no.
Is it not?
No, it's too warm enough.
Oh, so he says, these St. Houses fellas tax sort of Holy Island.
Yeah.
The droil things out. You know, the Turks, you know the Holy Island twang?
I've only been there once.
Well, I was in amongst them last night.
Could you not do anything with them there? Oh, that was disappointing.
So, we have been to a football match at Sunderland.
What, last night?
Last night. Well, went to the afternoon. Newcastle was playing Sunderland, and it was a derby match.
Right.
And half these Holy Islands are the same as here as Sunderland supporters and half Newcastle. And you get the terriblest arguments, you and we had tackled on table about 1 o'clock, I think, when we was ready to come away. And